And there's nothing so awful and so degrading when you're talking against a person to another person without knowing them, and they walk up to you and you're a hypocrite, and you go, oh, hi, how you doing? God bless you, hypocrite. We do it all. And James says this should never be so. This should never be so. Why? It's called slandering people's character.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Thanks for joining us for this practical word of wisdom from the book of James. Pointing to the destructive power of critical, belittling, and judgmental words, Roel will challenge us to more carefully guard against negativity in our speech. We can trust the Holy Spirit to convict and redirect others as we acknowledge our own flaws, focusing instead on building people up. Here's Roel Reese now with today's study.
Turn to the book of James chapter 4. We'll come to verse 10, 11, and 12 tonight. It's pretty amazing the exhortation that James brings to each one of us individually as he is speaking to Christians. In verse 7, he starts out by saying, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And surely we know that that's a big problem with so many people. The devil harassing, oppressing, depressing people. Because one of the things about Satan is that Satan was a very powerful person when he was in heaven. This is one of the reasons that God kicked him out of heaven. Because he said, I will, 5 times that he would overtake the throne of God and he would be higher than the angels of heaven. And so as Satan was cast down to the earth, it says, behold, I saw Satan fall like lightning. He came down with 1/3 of the angels following him. And then he says this beautiful thing in verse 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. I think that here in the exhortation that James brings forth, I think it's a real important one. Why? Because how many people really, truly are submissive to Jesus Christ in their lives? The only way that I can draw near to God is when I submit my whole life to Him, looking for Him, drawing close to His heart. And as I draw close to the heart of God, I understand that I have to have a repentant heart where he says, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. In order for me to come into the presence of God and God to operate through my heart, through my life, I have to have singleness of heart. And then he tells us when a person truly repents in their lives. In verse 9 he says, lament and mourn and weep. Interesting. I mean, how many people have you really known when they gave their life to Jesus Christ that they were actually weeping before the Lord? Why? Because they were mourning and lamenting over their sin. That's really important. A lot of times people don't understand what they do when the conviction of the Holy Spirit comes upon a person, whether you be at home, at the job, or supermarket, or in your car, or within the church. It doesn't really matter. When there is true conviction of the Holy Spirit, then there's true repentance that comes through lamentation, mourning, and weeping. And then what that brings forth is laughter, joy, peace. Because we understand how Jesus Christ is the only person that can forgive us for all of our sins that we have committed as individual human beings. And I think this is so beautiful because here he says he will lift you up, which what? To justification, sanctification, glorification, which are the doctrines of the Bible in the book of Romans. Sanctified, set apart. justified by faith in Jesus Christ, glorified when I come to die. I'm going to be glorified and I'm going to be what? Just like Christ Jesus. New heaven, yes, new body, all because we serve Him and we humble ourselves before Him. And now coming to the text tonight, hold on to yourselves because now He's going to really press an area in your life that you won't like, and I didn't like when I read it. I hated it. But look what He says in verse 11. Now listen, the reason He says this is because there are people, and maybe you know them, maybe you're here tonight, that actually play God. They think they're God. You ever run into people like that? They think they're God. They're the authority. Check this out. Look what He says. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. Who's He speaking to? Christians, not non-believers. It's amazing that the actual epistles, the letters that are written by Paul, James, Peter, John, Jude, all of them, they're all directed to Christians. To the church. And it's a problem. Why? Because there are Christians that are constantly misjudging people. You don't even know them. And you're saying, look at that person. I cannot believe it. Hey, listen, he was created in the image of God. Be careful. Be careful how you talk about God's anointed. There are very, very many, many people that have a critical spirit. They always like to defame people's characters. And there's nothing so awful and so degrading when you're talking against a person to another person without knowing them, and they walk up to you and you're a hypocrite, and you go, oh, hi, how you doing? God bless you, hypocrite. We do it all. And James says this should never be so. This should never be so. Why? It's called slandering people's character. Who's a great slanderer? Satan. You keep good company. Satan. He was a slanderer. And so you think about all the people that you know as a parent, towards your children, as a boss, towards your employees. Or whoever may be your next door neighbor. If they're truly Christians, he's talking to believers and he's saying we need to be careful of defaming someone's character. God hates it. It's sin. It's sin. Sin, talking against another person. Something that is not true. Something that is not true. It's out of character with Christianity. Because of what Satan has done. And this is why James is exhorting us, and James is bringing it here into the light so that we can understand that we do not speak evil or slander or condemn anyone. That word that he uses here for evil is condemning. We don't condemn one another, brethren, speaking of Christians. He says, he who speaks condemningly of a brother and judges his brother. Notice that. Christians is what? Speaks evil of the law and judges the law of God. That if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. You're putting yourself what? In the place of God. And you're not God. And we do it all the time. As Christians. When you go back into the scriptures and you read about slander, it says in the scriptures in Proverbs 11:9 that it's destructive. In Psalm 52, verse 2, it says it's deceitful. In Proverbs 10:18, it says it's deluding. And then in the book of Proverbs, again, chapter 16, 27 to 30, it says it's devouring. It destroys people's lives. And yet, slander hurtle against a person, it ruins what? Their reputation. Think of somebody's reputation being ruined by slander. It'd be very hard to come back and try to build it up. And there are people out there that have been falsely accused. Falsely accused. And doors have been closed because people believe the lie rather than the truth of God. When we think of slander hurled against the righteous, which is the Christian, who does that? Number one, the devil. Job chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Remember when Satan came and appeared before the Lord, and the Lord said to him, "Where you been, Satan?" "Oh, I've been cruising up and down the earth." He says, "Have you ever considered my servant Job? There's no one like him in the world." When he says, "I've been cruising up and down the earth," the word that he uses there, "Have you ever considered my servant Job?" The word "consider" in the Hebrew, it's of a general standing on top of a hill, looking down on the enemy and strategizing how you're going to destroy the enemy. That's the word that Job uses there. "Have you ever strategized, consider my servant Job? There is no one like him with more righteousness and integrity in the whole world." And Satan said what? "No, I haven't." Why? "Because you have a covering over him. You're always protecting him. But I'll tell you what, if you give me permission to go to him, I guarantee you he will come down." And the Lord said, "Go ahead. Except one thing, you can't touch his life. God's in control of life, not Satan." Satan left immediately the presence of God. And what did he do? He didn't slander. The first thing he did is he killed his sons. He killed his daughters and brought all of the business to an emptiness. And what did Job do? After hearing all the tragedies, losing his whole family, he went over, he got on his knees, he put sackcloth over him and dust and ashes, and he said, "Naked I came into the world, naked I leave. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jehovah God." Never accuse God. In chapter 2, Satan comes again. He says, "Have you ever considered my servant Job? There's nobody more faithful than him in all the world." He said again, "The problem is you're protecting him." And God said to him, "Go ahead. You can do whatever you want, but don't touch his life." And what is Satan do this time? He came and he attacked Job physically, mentally, spiritually. And remember, he had boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. He could not stand. He could not lie down. He could not sit down. And then his wife came by and saw him and said, "Job, why don't you go ahead and curse God?" And Job said, "No, I can't do that. I can't do that." And Job suffered tremendously. But why did he suffer? God was building character, and God one day would promote him to a better place. And he had to go through the school of suffering. But Satan, he's the accuser of the brethren. He accuses us day and night before the throne of God. Satan.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. It's our joy to help you walk more closely in step with God as you grow in your knowledge of His Word. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com for a wealth of Bible-based resources. You can also download our free app for convenient access to more of the Word of God. Now back to more with Raul Reese.
Secondly, not only the devil, but how about revilers? People that are constantly reviling Christians. And then, hypocrites. And then false teachers. As we go through the scriptures, we see these things. And yet for Christians, we are warned, number one, that we are never, ever to slander another Christian. In the book of Titus 3, 1 and 2, you can read it later. Secondly, we have to endure slander. We don't retaliate back against slander. What we do, we leave it in the hands of the Lord. One thing that Pastor Chuck taught me many, many years ago, he says, if you defend yourself, the Lord won't defend you. I like that. If you have to defend yourself, then God cannot defend you. Because we always try to justify ourselves. If you're not guilty, then why defend yourself? Let God be your defender. He will blow you away while he'll do. And yet there are so many people that don't even see it that way. And here again, James is exhorting because he knows that there's a lot of people in the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that are constantly slandering other brothers, other sisters, constantly condemning, damning people. And yet they don't even know them. Can you imagine how bad it is for a father or a mother to condemn their children? Or the father condemning the wife, or the wife the husband? or the children, the parents, or the grandparents. The Bible says that we're supposed to be loving and caring and forgiving as Christians and not judging people. Turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 7 for a second. Matthew chapter 7. Critical judgment. In the Sermon on the Mount, he's talking to kingdom people. Verse 1, he says, judge not that you be not judged. Now, the word judge there is critical judgment. Being critical about other people, like slandering. Okay? Watch what he says. Yeah, verse 2, he says, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. As with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. What goes around comes around. And why do you look at the speck of your brother's eye and you do not consider the plank that's in your own eye? Here you're looking at a person and you're judging and say, look at that 20 by 20 in his eye. And God says, what about the 100 by 20 in your eye? Why? And here, this is a secret. Sometimes we see somebody committing a sin that we commit and it looks bigger than our sin. And so what do? We try to justify ourselves when God is speaking to you. And we start judging. How can a person do such a thing? And God says, well, what about you? What about you? And here you're judging. Look what else he says. Verse 3. He says, and why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but you don't even consider the 20 by 20 in your own eye? And how can you say to your brother, let me remove the actual 10 by 20 out of your eye? He says, and look, and a plank is in your own eye. He says, how can you do that when you have a big old log on your eye? He says, hypocrite. I didn't say it, okay? There it is, right there. Verse 5. Hypocrite. First, what's the first thing? Remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove what? The speck from your brother's eye, which means what? Then you can help somebody else by not misjudging people. Critical judgment. That's a real sin. And there's a lot of that going on in the churches, man, among Christians. We're constantly criticizing other Christians. And James says, you cannot do that. It's not right. It is not healthy for the body of Jesus Christ to do that. Speaking evil of the law. What's the law? The word of God. And judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. You're not a doer of God's word. You're putting yourself in the place of God. And whoever told you that you're God? You're not. So we have to really be careful when we open our mouth and we say something to another person. Then, first of all, I need to look at my life before I criticize somebody else's life. I got to get it together before I can criticize anybody else. Otherwise, I'm a total hypocrite. And I'm playing God. And I'm not God, you see. That whosoever speaks against his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. You're setting yourself up as a judge of the law, and we are not judges. God is the judge. God is the judge, not me, not you. And that's a real problem and situation within the Church of Jesus Christ. The way to keep from slandering my brother is to see them in God's eyes and to see them as God's children. That's the way to do it. They're God's children. So why should I say anything about them? They're Christians. They're in the light. You might not like what they're saying, what they're doing. They're not the Holy Spirit. I mean, how many times have Christians in their criticism acted like the Holy Spirit and say, you need to clean up your act. You need to do this and do that. And you're giving instruction. And yet you're not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the only one that brings conviction to our hearts. And you know when the Holy Spirit deals with you, man, it is painful. Because you know nobody told you, and all of a sudden this little voice, and it's not because you're going crazy, okay? But there's a little voice within you that says, you know what? Don't do that. Start looking around, who did that? Or you're reading the Word of God and you're going through some passages and the Lord is speaking to you and it's really piercing your heart, piercing your mind, and God is saying, that's for you. That's for you. Don't do that. That's the Holy Spirit. It brings forth pain. It convicts people of sin in their lives so that we can go on and be used of the kingdom of God. That's what God desires within each one of our lives. And so when we look at Jesus Christ as a lawgiver and the one that loves us and cares for us and the one that gives us these opportunities constantly to be forgiven and to be cleansing and washing our lives because of what God has done, James says, then why don't you go ahead and become like that and do it. Keep away from judging. Keep away from slandering people. And then check this out, verse 12 now. This is amazing. He says, there is only one lawgiver. Who's that? God. See, James here indicates that the one speaking against another person is setting himself as the great judge or as God. And we are not judges and we are not God. And yet James seems to be saying, let God's law judge. Don't you judge. Don't you judge. Only God is qualified and grateful to judge. Only God is able to save and to destroy. Not us. Only God. Who are we to set up ourselves as judges against our neighbor or against our family? We should not do that. We should repent. We should repent deeply within us. It's not right. Because then bitterness comes along. And there's a whole list in the book of Ephesians. And people backslide and they leave the Lord and get turned away from God because they've been hurt in the church, by the church. And then they go back out into the world and they tell the non-believers, man, bunch of hypocrites in the church. Bunch of judges in the church. Judging people. We should not do that. You see a brother drinking, don't judge him. You know it's wrong. You pray for that person. If he's closer, you can share with him. And then he has to make a decision. But we're not the Holy Spirit. You see? It depends how you go to that person. If you go with a critical spirit, they're not going to receive. But if you go in love, then what? The door's going to be open. And one day they're going to say to you, thank you so much for pointing that to my life. Thank you so much. Then they're grateful, not ungrateful. And you haven't broken that relationship. You're building up that relationship where that person can trust you because you're in tune with God. I love that, the way He sets it all up.
We hope today's study has motivated you to be more intentional about building people up with your words. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. We're offering a complete unedited version of today's program for a donation of $5 or more. If you'd like to get a copy, just call us at 800-634-9165 and ask for Raul's teaching from James chapter 4, verses 10 through 12. As you think about the life-giving power of your words, we'd like to tell you about a resource with more direction for a God-honoring life. Rawls' 8-part series titled Traits of a Christian is available on both CD and flash drive. Underscoring the importance of daily devotions, this study will inspire you to spend more time in the Word and in prayer as you seek God's truth and listen for His leading and blessing those around you. To order Rawls' 8-message series, Traits of a Christian, just visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. We'll send you the thumb drive for just $12, or if you'd like, the CD set for just $22. That's 800-634-9165. Or write to Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese is fully listener-supported, and we are so grateful for your partnership. Every tax-deductible gift helps us reach more people with the good news of the gospel. Join us next time as we return to the book of James for an exhortation to wholeheartedly serve the Lord, seeking His perfect will and acknowledging any sin that's a barrier to the abundant life He desires for us. Now, here's Raul with the closing comment.
Look what else. Verse 12, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. That's eternal hell. Notice that. The one to rescue from destruction and one to send you to eternal hell. And then the lake of fire. And then he says this, who are you to judge another person? Notice there it is. Who are you to judge another person? God is in charge of eternity. Literally, he says, who are you to judge another? Literally, he says, who do you think you are that made you God? Literally. If God gave the law, and if God is the one that judges, then how dare any person set himself up as judge and critically judge another person? We should not ever do that.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.